got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made, and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be carefully taught.
Imagine if you were given an opportunity to perform a song in front of somebody powerful, anyone, somebody, a leader, we'll say that person is, could be a president from whatever country you like, could be a government leader, but somebody who is a powerful leader. What song would you perform and why? Now, it has to be a song which will send some kind of a message to the leader. So your intention is to influence in some way a leader. What would be your choice?
National Conference of Christians and Jews have the help of Richard Rogers at the piano and Oscar Hammerstein in setting the mood of Brotherhood Week with one of their famous tunes.
In the second act of South Pacific, a young American Navy nurse explaining her race prejudice says, "I can't help this. This is emotional. It's born in me." And the second character, the man who is losing her because of this prejudice, shouts his protest. "I do not believe this. I do not believe these things are born in you." And a third character, a young Marine lieutenant played by my friend here, Bill Tabbert, says,
"It's not born in you. It happens after you're born. You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made, and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8. Hate all the people your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be carefully taught."
Most of you know that my pride and joy is my beautiful son, Jason. And as a matter of fact, the music you're hearing now...
Barbra Streisand.
Isn't that wonderful? And every time I hear it, it moves me. My son wrote that music and gave it to me as a birthday gift when I was making Gentle in Europe. And I know many of you out there are... Isn't it pretty? Our parents, just like me, and as parents, haven't we tried to do our best and provide the guidance that prepares them for the rest of their lives? You know, children come into the world so clean, pure, nothing written on the slate, you know. They're like sponges, soak up everything around them. So I guess we have to remember that children watch you closely. Why? Because they love you. And because they love you, they imitate you. You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught. Careful the things you say, children will listen. Careful the things you do, children will see and learn. Children may not obey, but children will listen. Children will look to you for which way to turn. Careful before you say, listen to me. Children will listen. How can you say to a child who's in flight, don't slip away and I won't hold so tight? What can you say that no matter how slight, won't be misunderstood? What do you leave to your child when you're dead? Only whatever you put in its head. Things that your mother and father had said, which were left to them too. Careful what you say, children will listen. Careful you do it too, children will see and learn. Step away, children will glisten. Tamper with what is true, and children will turn. If just to be free, careful before you say, listen to me. Children will listen. Children.
You've got to be carefully taught, from South Pacific, 1949. Imagine, 1949. Very controversial song. Almost didn't get in the show. I remember seeing South Pacific in Bath Theatre, in the Royal Theatre in Bath, in the UK. And I was used to going to operas, and I'd seen South Pacific when I was at school, but not since. So I was by myself. I went in and I sat down. It took a bit of getting used to go to a musical, because they didn't turn the lights down when they played the overture. And I was enjoying South Pacific until this song, You've Got to Be Carefully Taught, came on. And I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. I had regarded South Pacific as a collection of pretty bits of music. I did not regard it as a very strong piece of social commentary. I read you a little bit from what Wikipedia has to say. Roger and Hammerstein risked the entire South Pacific venture in light of legislative challenges to its decency or supposed communist agenda. While the show was on a tour of southern United States, lawmakers in Georgia introduced a bill outlawing entertainment containing, quote, an underlying philosophy inspired by Moscow, end quote. One legislator said that, quote, a song justifying interracial marriage was implicitly a threat to the American way of life. Rodgers and Hammerstein defended their work strongly. James Michener, upon whose story South Pacific was based, recalled, quote, the authors replied stubbornly that this number represented why they had wanted to do this play, and that even if it meant the failure of the production, it was going to stay in. It shocked and delighted me, and I felt so pleased and proud to associate myself with the message, and ever since then I've thought that those lyrics are the strongest few lines of lyrics that I know, extraordinarily relevant to humans that lobe over. I want it to be sung to Donald Trump.
You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made, and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are six or seven or eight, to hate all the people your relatives hate. Careful the things you say. Children will listen. Careful the things you do. Children will see and learn. Children may not obey, but children will listen. Children will look to you for which way to turn, to learn what to be. Careful before you say, listen to me. Children will listen.
I think I'd like to play it to many more people than Donald Trump. I'd like to play it to his cabinet, his administration. I'd love people to sing it in their thousands together at demonstrations.